USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The Pennsylvania Supreme Court has ruled that mail-in or absentee ballots cannot be rejected on the basis of a signature comparison. The unanimous ruling dropped Friday as we come upon 10 days until Election Day. Jody Gill is relieved that her father's vote will count. She tells KDKA-TV that her father suffered a stroke and that his handwriting has not been the same since.
He had the beautiful handwriting in the world, and it doesn't look like it anymore. He has a hard time holding a writing utensil. He has a hard time writing. And I know he certainly is not the only one in that position.
There has been 1.5 million ballots cast in Pennsylvania so far. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden will be in the eastern part of the state today. Meanwhile, President Trump, after casting his ballot in Florida, will be holding rallies in North Carolina, Ohio, and Wisconsin. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Pharmaceutical companies Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca have been given the okay go to resume their coronavirus vaccine trials. The Johnson & Johnson trial was paused earlier this month after a volunteer's illness. It was found that the illness was not related to the vaccine. The AstraZeneca trial was put on hold after a British participant developed a neurological problem. Until yesterday, their trials have resumed everywhere else except in America. The news comes as the U.S. has hit its highest daily number of COVID-19 cases since the pandemic began. At least 82,000 new cases have been recorded. Dr. Francis Collins is NIH director.
This really does become a moment where all Americans have to recognize that each of us individually has a responsibility if we want to turn this around.
The new count surpasses the previous record set during the summer. On Friday, the Dow closed down 28 points. The NASDAQ closed up 42 points. The S&P 500 closed up nearly 12. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
As talks continue on the coronavirus stimulus package, there is one area of agreement between both sides of the aisle. USA Radio's Tim Berg has that.
As Democrats and Republicans try to work out a new stimulus plan, one part of the plan that seemingly does have bipartisan support is the popular Paycheck Protection Program. The program loans money to small businesses at a 1% interest rate. Nick Bogaz is a restaurant owner in Pennsylvania. He tells Fox News Washington needs to do something to authorize more PPP funds.
It's a matter of closing the doors or staying open, and we can't wait for them to take a two-week break. We need it now. And for round one and two of the PPP loans, we need a streamlined forgiveness process to preserve money and time for operators, along with ensuring businesses the ability to deduct business expenses that they paid with the PPP. Without this relief, millions of businesses will face tremendous tax liabilities.
Walker Buehler struck out 10 over 6 innings to help the Los Angeles Dodgers beat the Tampa Bay Rays 6-2 last night for a 2-1 World Series lead. The Dodgers are now 2 wins from the championship that has eluded them since 1988. Arnold Schwarzenegger says he's feeling fantastic after his recent heart surgery. The 73-year-old actor and former California governor said on social media yesterday that he had a new aortic valve implanted in his heart. He posted a photo of himself with a thumbs up from his hospital bed. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.